W-L-S.
Now that's a butter cookie.
The holidays are no time for substitutes. No time to try getting by without butter in the cookies. Because you can't have real butter cookies without real butter.
Now that's a butter cookie.
Butter cookies have a fresh, moist taste. The kind people notice. This holiday season, serve butter cookies and see.
Now that's a butter cookie.
Start with a batch tonight. American Dairy Association.
WLS. 9 minutes before 6 o'clock. I can't wait till next week when I'll be going to sleep at this hour again like I usually do. 5 degrees officially in Chicago. Lakefront temperatures 13. Out at O'Hare at 6. It'll be partly sunny away from the lake today. Little lake effect snow possibly. Other than that, a dry day but cold with a high of 16.
It's 5:54. There is nothing sweet about the 16 we'll get for a high today in Chicago. Could be a lake effect snow also. Right now it's 5 degrees. The wind chill is 25 below. President Ford's half-brother has been killed. I'm Lyle Dean, WLS News. It was near Lebanon, Tennessee, just outside Nashville this morning, when Leslie Henry King's car collided with a truck. Tennessee State Police say King was killed instantly. Leslie Henry King was the half-brother of President Ford. Tragedy in a 3-alarm fire this morning in Chicago. A mother and her small daughter died this morning in the fire at 39th and Ellis. They're identified as Cora Fonders and her 4-year-old daughter, Kathy. The first policeman on the scene, Milton Erickson, tells about the rescue efforts of other apartments in that building.
I was worried about this fella jumping, and then officers Geraci and Ross went in the building, and then as other officers came upon the scene, everybody was yelling and going in the building as far as they could. So, with the exception of that one apartment, it was quite successful.
About 60 people were left homeless by that fire at 39th and Ellis. There's a strike this morning against Butler Aviation at O'Hare by the Machinists Union. But Butler official Tom Camo says operations will continue at O'Hare, Miggs, and Midway.
The O'Hare group is one local, and they are all out in strike. Other bases of Butler Aviation are not part of the same local and will not. Their contract is not up, therefore they will not be on strike.
The Machinists Union wants $1 an hour more than Butler is willing to pay. City of Chicago officials are back in court today in an attempt to get a list of candidates for the police department approved. WLS reporter Jim Johnson is here.
U.S. District Court Judge Prentice Marshall has already indicated the city's proposed hiring list of 239 persons is unacceptable, but has agreed to talk about it again this morning. Marshall has presided over the lengthy battle regarding alleged discrimination in the police department, and at one point he imposed a quota for the city to follow, but then temporarily suspended the quota when the city presented him with an acceptable overall list. Now, yesterday's candidates were drawn from that overall list, but the judge's initial reaction was that the percentage of females and minorities were not adequate.
A joint economic committee of Congress meets today to go over a report in which congressional economic advisors predict there will be a surplus in the federal budget by the early 1980s. The report says federal spending will go up 30% to 40% over the next 5 years, but that federal tax revenues will go up at twice that rate. While negotiators reportedly neared settlement of a long United Parcel Service walkout in 15 eastern states, the Teamsters Union has agreed to pay full strike benefits to 18,000 workers. Teamsters President Frank Fitzsimmons' reversal of an earlier policy apparently was due to pressure from union dissidents who went to court demanding the increase. Officials of two of America's largest agricultural cooperatives anticipate approval of a proposed merger by a majority of their members. One co-op official says a merger of Farmland Industries Incorporated and Farmaco is designed to establish a strong international trade and export operation. The Council on Wage and Price Stability says the moving industry is charging excessively high rates. The council says there is not enough price competition in the moving business and recommends the Interstate Commerce Commission investigate the situation. Another sure sign that the holiday season is upon us is the start of the annual pre-Christmas attack on religion in the Soviet Union. The Russians, through their newspaper Pravda, are urging other Russian publications to make stronger attacks on religion. Pravda says the news media in the officially atheistic country must help keep young people out of what it calls church traps. A mother load arrives at O'Hare this afternoon. An explanation from WLS reporter Laura Lornish.
She will be accompanied by a Brinks guard, then be transferred to an armored car. And she is so valuable, she is heavily insured. No, it's not Elizabeth Taylor. Would you believe a secret recipe for authentic San Francisco sourdough bread known as Mother Dough, direct from the city by the bay? The occasion is the opening of the Bodin Sourdough Bread Bakery in Woodfield Shopping Center, the first time the authentic stuff has ever been baked outside San Francisco.
WLS Sports, you'll hear this term a lot probably during the morning. Holy Toledo. Indiana's 33-game winning streak ended last night. Toledo beat the Hoosiers 59-57. DePaul eked out an overtime win from Northwestern 75-73. Notre Dame over Cal Poly Tech 93-67. Marquette was strong in stopping St. Leo of Florida 80-39. Purdue beat Butler 77-56. Roosevelt lost to North Central 98-84. And the Hawks lost to the Bruins last night 5-3. WLS weather, partly sunny today. Away from the lake, could be a lake effect snow closer in. Warmer tomorrow with snow likely. Today's high 16, tonight's low 10. Right now it's 4 degrees. At Midway, the wind chill is 26 below. I'm Lyle Dean.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
Now, Lyle, had you trained your dog like I recommended yesterday, you would have had a nice warm car to slip into today. It's 6 o'clock, Larry Lujack Show with Bob Saran. If we ask, what is your favorite radio station, say WLS, and win an electronic playground. Lyle finally did reveal yesterday that his dog is named Misty. They're down, Misty, down. I assume that this is because Lyle does look up to disc jockeys a great deal and was impressed by the movie Play Misty for Me, so decided to name his mutt Misty. I have noticed how the animal world can be thrown off by a weird working shift because I am a human being and Zeke the cat is an animal. We do live together. And this week, getting up at the ridiculous hour of about 3:30 in the morning, the cat has been getting up, too, and going to the little food dish in the kitchen. Zeke thinks it's time to eat now because usually, say, I wake up about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is time to eat, but cat walks in the kitchen near the food dish at 3:30 in the morning, and I just grab the thing and throw it back into the bed. You can really throw an animal into confusion if you work weird hours. I tried to explain to the cat that I am a smart human being and Zeke is just a dumb animal, yet the smart master is leaving the warm bed and going out and going to work in the middle of the night while the cat gets to stay home and sleep. Dumb master would be more like it, I'll tell you that.
The pretty holiday fashions you're looking for are on sale now at Sears. Save 20% on all $19 to $32 dresses, pantsuits, long dresses, and jumpsuits. Terrific daytime looks, exciting evening wear, perfect for a sparkling holiday season. All $19 to $32 fashions, now $15.20 to $25.60 in misses and half sizes. Through Monday at Sears.
Sears, where America shops for Christmas.
A peaceful village with some of the world's greatest beaches sounds like the perfect vacation spot for you. Then this is the time for Puerto Vallarta in charming old Mexico. There are 25 miles, yes, 25 miles of beautiful unspoiled beaches off Puerto Vallarta. And a quiet village atmosphere where you'll still see heavily laden burros traveling to open markets. But while so much of Puerto Vallarta is as it was centuries ago, now there are modern pleasures too, like the beautiful new Holiday Inn. It's a luxurious resort hotel featuring graceful Spanish architecture with nightly entertainment in a festive discotheque, dining at the captain's table, a fabulous steak and seafood restaurant, and of course, all the other comforts and conveniences you expect from Holiday Inns. So call your travel agent today for reservations or call any Holiday Inn and come discover Puerto Vallarta. Mexico.
Drinkers, did you know Sanka's the third best-selling coffee in the USA? Which is the big reason you can get it just about anywhere. Fine restaurants, singles haunts, quick lunch places, army bases. Coffee shops, bus stops, smart cafes, cabarets. In a train, on a plane, in pizza spots and lobster pots. Kosher delis, bowling alleys, chuck wagons, Chinese dragons. Friendly pubs, private clubs, big hotels, small motels, and diners and on ocean liners. In hospitals with guys and gals, in planner office cafeterias, even at the World Series. Wherever you go in the USA, you'll find Sanka brand decaffeinated coffee today.
Hey, Sanka drinkers, stand up there. Your favorite cup at home is being ordered everywhere. It's the third best-selling coffee in the USA. Order Sanka brand decaffeinated coffee today.
The music sounds best on WLS.
Now that I've finished my dissertation on how animals get right into your lifestyle, whatever it may be, we can get on with the important information of the morning. It's 6:08 and the wind chill is minus 26. High today will be 16. It'll be clear, but very cold. Tornadoes, Telstar on LS. WLS, back around 1962, they made some neat instrumental records. That was one of the best. Telstar from the Tornadoes. Bob Surratt in Larry Lujack's Cowboy Boots again this morning. It's 6:10.
True Value Hardware, it's more than a name. It's our way of doing business, a promise, not just a claim.
This Christmas, True Value Hardware Store suggests to give the Black & Decker Workmate all-purpose workbench that's so light and portable you can fold it up and carry it like a lawn chair. The Workmate is also a giant vise and sawhorse all in one. The vise adjusts to hold objects up to 10 inches, yet the whole workbench weighs just 24 pounds and folds flat for storage. This Christmas, give the all-purpose portable Black & Decker Workmate from your nearby True Value Hardware Store, where you'll get ideas for living.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's our way of doing business that means true value.
Have you got a feeling like you want to break clean? And are you thinking that you've done everything?
Undo it.
7-Up is the thing.
Undo it.
Let the uncoloring.
Undo it.
Break a standard routine.
Undo it.
Let the uncoloring. 7-Up is the thing.
Undo it.
Let the uncoloring.
Undo it.
7-Up is the thing.
Undo it.
Elgin. Wherever you live around here, there's a Chevy dealer near you. Chevy dealers here have got the cars and the deals that make them the number one dealers in the whole world.
You really got yourself a car. A Chevy. You really got yourself a deal. Chevy dealers.
Come on over to your Chevy dealers now. With used car prices at an all-time high, your Chevy dealers are giving incredible deals. Be number one.
Chicagoland, you really got yourself a car.
And what a deal.
See your Chevy dealer.
89 WLS.
Intravenous hot coffee, the order of the morning. It's cold. 4 above in Chicago, 12 downtown. High today only 16. Good morning. 6:13 at WLS. WLS, Blue Oyster Cult, one of the groups you can vote for in the WLS Playboy Music Poll. You could win a trip for two to London or other valuable prizes just by casting your vote at the nearest participating 7-Eleven store. Larry is on vacation, but Bobby is here. It's 6:16 and 4 degrees officially in Chicago, looking ahead towards the weekend. And aren't we all? Wasn't it nice last week, the 3-day work week? More of those. Need more of those. The weekend picture for the Chicago area calls for a chance of snow or rain, but although it'll be cold Saturday, it's supposed to warm up on Sunday. Until we get there, though, it's pretty cold. It'll be a dry day today. We won't have the snow to contend with through the morning demolition derby, but the wind chill is minus 26. It'll be partly sunny away from the lake today. A little light lake effect snow. A high later on will be 16.
Sometimes there's a kind of news you can't get anywhere else.
If you had clipped and used every grocery coupon at last Thursday's Sun-Times, you'd have saved over $16. So start clipping today. And for unique prizes, find The Mistake and A Portrait of Sherlock Holmes, exclusively in Suburban Week, and suburban copies of today's Sun-Times. The game's afoot. Pick up the bright one and call for home delivery, 321-2725.
Sometimes there's a kind of news you can't get anywhere else.
Announcing a spectacular sale on one of the most spectacular color TVs around. Sears 19-inch Sensor Touch. It's Sears Best, now reduced $80. Sears Sensor Touch, the amazing TV that lets you electronically change channels instantly and silently at the touch of a button. No more clicking a dial through all the channels to get to the one you want. Save $80 on Sears revolutionary push-button Sensor Touch color TV. Now $399.88. An exciting Christmas gift idea for your whole family.
Sale ends December 11 at Sears.
The time is right for Pepsi Light, Lemony, Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories. Great, great taste without the calories. Lemony Light taste without the calories. The time is right for Lemony, Pepsi Light. The time is right for Pepsi Light, Lemony, Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Until now, you had to choose between good taste and low calories. Now there's Pepsi Light, the cola with the lemony taste in and half the calories of regular colas out.
Clean and bright, Pepsi Light, tangy light, Pepsi Light, light, lemony cola with only half the calories. The time is right for Pepsi Light, lemony, Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
It'll be a cold seat your posterior will be planted upon this morning. 4 is the official Chicago temperature. It's 12 downtown and 6 at O'Hare Field. 619.
It's 6:22 and the cold snap continues. Only 16 for a high today under partly sunny skies and a chance of snow flurries near the lake. President Ford's half-brother has been killed in a car accident. I'm Linda Marshall, WLS News. Brought to you by your AMCO automatic transmission shop in Gary at 739 West Ridge Road. President Ford's half-brother, Leslie Henry King, was killed today when his car hit a tractor-trailer head-on on a highway near Lebanon, Tennessee. Police say King's car had been traveling on the wrong side of the road. The driver of the truck was not injured. An investigation into the accident has been ordered. An overnight fire has claimed 2 lives in Chicago. That story coming up.
The transmission on your foreign car needs repairs. And you might be wondering, does the world's largest transmission specialist work on foreign cars?
Well, I got a Toyota and I come to AMCO Transmissions and no problem.
AMCO fixed my Volvo's transmission. And I didn't have to wait long for it. I got it back the same day.
I thought I'd have to go to the dealer, but I find out that AMCO works on Datsuns. So I compared prices between them, and here I am at AMCO.
We used to have to look for places that worked on Volkswagen transmission, but AMCO works on most foreign cars fast, thorough, no problems.
At AMCO Transmissions, people like the way we do things. We do things right, and we do them on most foreign cars, too.
Super job on my Super Beetle. Beep, beep. Love it.
AMCO. Double A. MCO.
Cora Fonders and her 4-year-old daughter Kathy were killed in an early morning fire at 39th and South Ellis Avenue. Officer Milton Erickson was first on the scene.
There was a call to check for a fire, and I went in there over that location, and the fire already had pretty well started. The flames were shooting out from the second floor, which was the apartment of the deceased and the injured. Like I said, it was a family of 11. They were all asleep at the time.
At least 30 persons were left homeless by the blaze. Cause of the fire is unknown. A police department plan to hire 239 new officers is in question. WLS newsman Jim Johnson has that story.
Judge Prentice Marshall has already said the list is unacceptable, but has agreed to look it over and meet with lawyers for both sides this morning. Marshall has been presiding over the dispute for almost 3 years, and at one point has imposed hiring quotas, later rescinded those quotas when the city presented him with an overall list which he said appeared to be non-discriminatory. But when the 239 names which were drawn from that list were presented to him yesterday, he said no. Whether he changes his mind this morning remains to be seen.
Civil liberties lawyers say they will decide today on their next move in the court fight to block the execution of murderer Gary Gilmore. A Utah judge yesterday said Gilmore will be shot at sunrise next Monday, as he requested. Those trying to block the execution must decide whether to take their case to a federal court in Utah or go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. A bill to restore capital punishment in Illinois was moved to passage stage in the Illinois House yesterday. That measure would make the death penalty mandatory if a jury decides someone was killed under circumstances detailed in the bill. An industry trade group predicts that more Citizens Band radios will be sold this year than in the 18 years since they became available to the general public. The Electronics Industries Association predicts that CB radio sales this year will total nearly 10 million sets. Now WLS Sports with Bill Frink.
It was quite a night last night in college basketball. Northwestern and DePaul played into an overtime before the Blue Demons managed to win the game 75-73 over the Wildcats. It was an exciting game with plenty of good basketball, but the big upset occurred when the University of Toledo upset Indiana 59-57. A low-scoring game. The Rockets were ahead of the Hoosiers by as many as 13 points. It ended Indiana's 33-game winning streak in a hurry. With about 6 minutes to go, Indiana pulled even with Toledo, but then the Rockets scored six straight points. Kent Benson got the job done with 17 points, but Coach Bob Knight discovers that the fun is over for Indiana. In other college basketball, Marquette defeated St. Leo of Florida 80-39 in a game that didn't help either team, and Purdue finally got a victory, the Boilermakers winning over Butler. And in baseball, Bill Melton, the one-time American League home run king, has become the first casualty of the California Angels' free agent binge. Melton will be reassigned to the Angels' minor league system to make way for Joe Rudy, Bobby Gritch, and Don Baylor. Bill Frink, WLS Sports.
And now Lyle with traffic.
Not a bad morning so far. Slow spots. The Kennedy inbound Sayre to the Junction, the inbound Eisenhower Wolf to Harlem, and the Ryan from 51st on in.
WLS weather partly sunny today. Away from the lake, we could have a chance of snow closer to the lake because of the lake effect, and warmer tomorrow with snow likely. Today's high only 16. Right now, the official WLS temperature 4 degrees with a wind chill index of 26 below. The news has been brought to you by the AMCO Automatic Transmission Shop in Gary at 739 West Ridge Road. I'm Linda Marshall.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
I forgot I was supposed to read something earlier after that AMCO commercial, but I fell asleep. Oh, well. We got sponsors lined up for the show anyway. Good morning. Bob Surratt for Larry Luchak. It is 6:29. Spinners.
Music Radio WLS.
6:32. It's amazing how disoriented you can get being up at these ridiculous hours. Yesterday I was taking a nap. Phone rang about 4 in the afternoon. It's dark outside. Didn't know if it was nighttime or daytime. Completely disoriented.
If I hear you calling.
WLS. Pretty song from Kiss. Beth. 6:34. Larry Luchak Show with Bob Surratt. This is like flying an airplane upside down over Lake Michigan at night. Really messes up your brain being up at this hour of the morning. Chicago weather, it's cold outside. It is 4 above at Midway with wind chill 26 below zero. That's how it'll feel on your face outside. High later on today, 16, partly sunny away from the lake. Could be a little lake effect snow. Nothing like yesterday, though. We had a little leftover snow from last night, and a couple of flakes fell early this morning. But it's basically going to be a dry day, but a cold one. O'Hare checking in with 6 degrees this morning.
our customers can't believe the size of our super steak.
The super steak is just enormous, and so is the salad. The onion rings are crisp, and the garlic toast really sets it off.
We got happy places, smiling faces. Welcome to Denny's. We're looking good and cooking good. Welcome to Denny's.
Last year, Denny's introduced carrot cake, and it went over real well. This year, we're introducing crumb cake. You can get it either cherry peach, blueberry, and you can have it real hot with butter melted all over.
We got happy places, smiling faces. Welcome to Denny's. We're looking good and cooking good. Welcome to Denny's.
There's an always open Denny's in Hickory Hills at I-294 and 95th Street, and one in Oaklawn at 92nd Street and Cicero.
Now, world driving champion Jackie Stewart talks about smart driving for Anco wiper blades.
The worst scare I had racing was in the 1968 French Grand Prix. I was passing at 170 when an ambulance came at me head-on out of the rain. On and off the track, you've got to be ready for an emergency. But if you can't see, you can't react. So get new Anco wiper blades at least once a year. It's just smart driving.
Two out of every three cars on the road need new wiper blades. Get new Anco wiper blades now, before it rains.
WLS.
Pretty Flamingo, tonight's the night. The First Cut, Trade Winds, they're all Rod Stewart, and they're all on sale at Robert Hall Village. Because now through Saturday, his latest release, A Night on the Town, is $3.99 for the 698 Series LP. $4.99 for the 798 Series 8-track tape. Also on sale is Donna Summer's Four Seasons of Love. For one-stop Christmas shopping, visit The Village, your complete department store.
Music Radio.
6:37. And this is Firefall. You are a woman. I am Bob Surratt. WLS, with the 7-Up safe in the nighttime, you get to undo the combination. If you know the right numbers, you can win over $3,000 of the season's best albums. That's what's inside the safe. Play the numbers game, crack the safe. We certainly are corrupting the morals of the youth here at WLS. John Recordings Landecker has all the information on that tonight on WLS. 6:40, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, the weather forecasts yesterday were very accurate for this morning. I'm sorry to tell you, it's cold. 4 above in Chicago, and a wind chill at minus 26.
Ho, ho, ho. Sit right here on Santa's lap, sonny. Oh, boy, you sure are a big boy. What's your name?
Bruno.
Bruno?
Yeah, listen, Santa, I'm just disguised as a kid. I just had to see about this problem.
Oh, yeah,
you see, I need some gift suggestions from my wife, the kids, my dumb brother-in-law.
Hey, fella, what you need is the big pull-out gift guide coming up in this Sunday's Chicago Tribune.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, loads and loads of gift ideas for him, her, and the kids.
Wow.
Games, entertainment, furs, watches, clocks,
yeah,
jewelry, gifts for the home, health, beauty.
Hey, how about something cheap for my greedy brother-in-law, Gus?
Oh, him, you can get a new stereo system.
For that crumb?
Yeah, why, sure.
Hey, you know something? Your voice sounds familiar somehow. Let's see here.
Quit pulling my beard. Come on, cut it out.
Well, if it isn't Gus.
Maybe a transistor radio? How about a crystal set?
Feast your eyes on page after page of super gift ideas. This Sunday, turn to the Tribune.
The holidays with loved ones gathered round. Make children out of all of us as hope and joy abound. The sights and smells, the fairy sounds that call us back each year. So quickly close the distances and suddenly we're near. Oh, nothing's good as mama's food.
Week, stock your cupboards for the busy holidays ahead during Jewel's exciting dollar sale. Through Saturday, save on favorites like Del Monte canned peas or corn and refreshing Yummy Pop in cans. Enjoy these and all the foods that bring the holidays home from Jewel.
I wear
work. And every night I wash them in Woolite. Woolite is safe for sheer pantyhose. It soaks them clean right in the basin. For pantyhose and all special hand washables, pick up a bottle of Woolite today.
Woolite cold water safely cleans without shrinking, stretching, or fading. Get Woolite. A little Woolite in cold water on your face might wake you up this morning for delicious snacking by County Fair Nuts at Safari Supermarkets.
The best music, WLS.
Larry Lujack Show, it is 6:43. Captain and Tennille on WLS. WLS in the morning with Bob Surratt. It is very dangerous to be on the radio at this hour because your mouth is faster than your brain, and anything is liable to come out of there. And if you have listened to Larry Lujack over the past couple of months, you know how dangerous that can be sometimes. It's 6:46 and 4 degrees in Chicago, a cold morning. We have a little lake effect snow and a couple of light flurries left over from late last night. Otherwise, it'll be dry heading out this morning, but cold. Wind chill minus 26. 6 at O'Hare, 12 downtown near the lake, and today's high 16. It'll be partly sunny. And then looking ahead towards tomorrow, it's going to warm up just a little bit with a high of 23 tomorrow. It'll get back down to about 10 for the low tonight. What has bucket seats, front disc brakes, sizzling styling, and comes with a $200 cash bonus? Dream car? Sure. And its name is Pontiac Astra. Now here's the instant replay of an unbelievable deal. Right now, your Chicagoland Pontiac dealer will give you a sporty brand new Pontiac Astra with bucket seats, front disc brakes, cut pile carpeting, a brand new cast iron 2.5 liter engine that no other American car has, and a $200 cash bonus. You can use your $200 to buy Christmas presents, apply it to your down payment, put it in a savings account, pay for all those parking tickets you have in your glove compartment, whatever. It's your choice. It's your $200. It's the cash bonus you get with a brand new Pontiac Astra. There are over 700 Astras in Chicagoland to choose from, a limited number. Even have the 5-year or 60,000-mile engine warranty. So as they say on the radio, act fast. Get an Astra with a $200 cash bonus waiting for you now at your Chicagoland Pontiac dealer.
The automatic garage door opener your family would love for Christmas is on sale now at Sears. Save $25 on Sears' best digital control model. No more lifting your heavy garage door in the cold or dark. You stay in your car while your Sears opener does the work for you. And digital control means extra safety. Your garage door opens only on your secret signal. Convenience, safety, and now $25 savings. Sears Best Digital Control Garage Door Opener, $174.99 through December. Other models as low as $99.99 at Sears.
Folks, I've got good news and bad news for everyone in Chicago.
Everyone knows the good news, Pride, that A&P is opening 55 new stores in the Chicago area. What's the bad news?
The bad news is for all other coffee brands, because now our fresh ground 8 o'clock is going to be twice as easy to buy in the Chicago area. And once people taste it, they're sold.
That's right. Our 8 o'clock bean coffee is the freshest you can buy. And we'll custom grind it for you, free of charge, for any kind of coffee maker you have, including the new automatics.
And until you taste fresh ground 8 o'clock, why, you just haven't tasted coffee.
And it costs less than the other leading brands, too.
Right you are, Price. I can just see faces all over the Chicago area lighting up when they taste that superb blend, rich in Brazilian coffees. Why, it's reason enough to make a special trip to your new A&P. As I said, until you taste fresh ground 8 o'clock, you haven't tasted coffee.
The music sounds best on WLS.
Northwest of Chicago this morning, out in the sticks, it's 6 degrees. Downtown, 12, and it's 10 before 7.